A number of community organizations in the Hudson Valley are banding together to raise awareness about food waste. They've been prepping for a first-time event Saturday at Walkway Over the Hudson called Feeding the Hudson Valley. The idea, says Rich Schaffo, is to feed hungry people, not landfills.
We're not preparing a meal made from food waste. We want to be clear that it's food that would otherwise have gone to waste. With the amount of food that we grow here in the Hudson Valley and across the nation, no one should go to bed hungry.
Schaffo is Deputy Executive Director of the Hudson Valley Regional Council, which is working with organizations such as Rescuing Leftover Cuisine and Duchess Outreach for the Feeding the Hudson Valley event. And there has been prep work galore, including gleaning at four local farms that yielded more than 1,000 pounds of produce. There will be food prep chopping parties Wednesday and Thursday evenings, with a Make the Meal party Friday night. The grand finale is the free meal event Saturday on the Poughkeepsie side of Walkway Over the Hudson.
We plan to make 1,000 meals, 500 that will be served on the walkway, and 500 that will be donated to local charities in the Poughkeepsie area.
And here are the meal's ingredients.
We have gleaned a lot of tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, squash, corn, kale, collards. So it'll be some combination. We've rescued actually some fair amount of salad greens, which has just come in this week. So we'll be having some type of like a ratatouille or stew made with those vegetables, plus a salad, plus we've rescued a fair amount of bread. There's always an overabundance of bread in the marketplace, actually more than food pantries can usually use.
Plus, he says there will be a meat option thanks to donations from Hunters for the Hungry.
All this food would have otherwise, you know, either been plowed under, composted, or gone to waste, and it's perfectly good and edible food that can feed a lot of people.
Sarah Salem is development manager with Duchess Outreach. She says food waste and food insecurity exist side by side.
I really do hope that people will walk away or walk off the walkway and think to themselves, wow, what can we do? How can we help? How can we make a difference? You know, what's going wrong?
Salem shares a local statistic.
There are 30,000 individuals in Dutchess County that are considered to be food insecure, and that's around 10.4% of the population of Dutchess County.
Plus, she says,
so a lot of people don't realize that it goes outside of, you know, the cities like Kingston or Newburgh or Poughkeepsie. It exists in Wappingers Falls, it exists in Fishkill, it exists in Pleasant Valley, it exists, you know, down in Beacon.
Though several community organizations in the Hudson Valley are doing their part, Salem and Schaffo hope other solutions emerge from Feeding the Hudson Valley. Schaffo would like to see food rescue benefit farmers.
So there are some business models that are popping up that hopefully can benefit the farmer as well. That they grow this food, they put the resources into growing this food, and in some way, I mean, right now they're basically, you know, allowing gleaners to come on and rescue it, or they're donating it, and there is a federal tax write-off. There needs to be a state one as well.
And he mentions the opening of the UK's first so-called food waste supermarket, news of which hit the media less than 2 weeks ago. As for here in the U.S., the Feeding the Hudson Valley event is from 11 to 3 Saturday on Walkway Over the Hudson. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.